This is Aliana Alfaro, Specialty Editor for Federal Practitioner. Joining me today is Dr. Eric Green, Director of the National Human Genome Research Institute at the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Green will be giving the keynote presentation at the 2015 Avaho meeting in Washington, D.C. in October. Dr. Green, thank you for joining me today.
Happy to be here.
Tell me about your history and current position with the National Human Genome Research Institute.
So I've been at our institute, which we call NHGRI for simplicity, for a little over 20 years. I was recruited here actually first as a junior investigator running my own research group, and then over the years took on various other leadership roles within the institute. And for a number of years, I also ran our on-campus research program, which we call our intramural research program at our institute. And a little over 5 years ago, I was appointed the director of the institute.
So what is precision and personalized medicine?
There is an emerging medical discipline which actually has many names that have been associated with it. The one our institute actually tends to use the most is genomic medicine, reflecting the field of study that we're most responsible for, and that's genomics. And a lot has happened in genomics in the last quarter century. It's actually only been a discipline of science and only was named about a quarter century ago. The field of genomics really grew up in parallel with the launch and execution of the Human Genome Project, which was this effort that went from 1990 to 2003 that for the first time read out the blueprint of human beings, the actual ordering of the letters of DNA that make up the human genome, which is essentially our blueprint. And this has led to, over the past 12 years since the end of the Human Genome Project, some spectacular opportunities to now begin to understand the role that different spellings in our genome, in our blueprint, differences between people, how that ends up affecting our health, and what diseases we are at greater risk for because of just simple differences among our blueprints. And so genomic medicine is something that sort of reflects the use of genomic information about an individual patient to tailor their clinical care. So that is very much focused on genomic information, but of course there's other components to disease beyond genomics and genetics. It's not all in our DNA. There's aspects of everyday life that also influence our health and our well-being and our risk for diseases, such as our diet, our lifestyle, what things we're exposed to in the environment, and so forth. And so a larger framing of the notion of individualizing medical care around each individual's unique makeup in terms of their blueprint and what they're exposed to brings us to phrases such as personalized medicine or individualized medicine, or more recently the phrase that's being used is precision medicine. And precision medicine essentially takes a broader view of what are the things that contribute to health and disease, and it's genomics, it's lifestyle, it's diet, it's environmental exposures, and then thinking about how to tailor medical treatment based on taking into account those individual aspects of a given person.
Right, so Avaho primarily focuses on hematology and oncology. How can genomics be applied to those fields?
Well, I would contend it's incredibly relevant. In fact, in the case of genomics and clinical applications of genomics, if you asked me what are some of the earliest applications of using genomic information to tailor medical care, it comes in the area of cancer. And in particular, some of the leukemias that are studied and treated every day in hospitals around the world, where we have learned by taking samples from individuals who have certain types of leukemia and opening up their genomes in those tumor samples, in those leukemia samples, there turns out to be some very characteristic genomic changes that have taken place that are basically driving those cancers and making them behave the way they do. And it is now sort of standard practice for some kinds of hematologic disorders, particularly certain leukemias, to consider getting genomic information on that specific patient's blood sample in order to help guide the best way to treat the patient, also to get information about prognosis. And so hematologists and oncologists are very interested in advances in genomics because they're some of the most early beneficiaries of genomic advances and genomic information for better caring for their patient. And it's only going to get more exciting and more advanced over the next 5 and 10 years.
So how long have you specialized in this particular area?
Well, I got involved in genomics just about the time the field was first named, when the word genomics was first coined, a little over a quarter century ago. I had just graduated medical school and graduate school and was pursuing postdoctoral research and joined a laboratory that was one of the earliest laboratories thinking about how to do the Human Genome Project. So I was also medically trained, and I found it very appealing to get involved in a project that would eventually lead to the improvement of how we treat patients. And so while I originally got involved on sort of a very basic science side of it, being involved in the Human Genome Project, it's very gratifying that now, you know, 25 years later, at the helm of the Institute at NIH that is leading efforts to use genomics to improve how we practice medicine. And so for me, it's a very fulfilling career seeing it come full circle.
So why do you think that this topic warrants discussion?
So I think this warrants discussion almost any clinical group, because I completely believe that over the next 5 to 10 years, many aspects of medicine are going to be changed because of genomics. We're already seeing it, and I've already mentioned one area in cancer, but we're seeing it in other areas as well. Even the way we prescribe medications are very much suited to the average patient these days, but we're increasingly learning that there's information in a patient's genome that dictates the best medications for them to get. And I think over the next 5 and 10 years, we're going to learn really how to best use that genomic information for making decisions about how to treat patients through medications and through other means. And it's not going to just be in certain areas of medicine. I think it's going to be in almost all areas of medicine. So this makes it very relevant to talk to clinical groups about this fast-moving area and how it will find its way into clinical practice in the next 5 and 10 years.
Are you excited to bring this information to the AVAHO meeting?
Absolutely. I talk to clinical groups all the time because I firmly believe this is going to be really important for them to know. And I also fully appreciate the fact that the field has moved so quickly that a lot of people who are out there in practice, whether they're physicians or whether they're pharmacists or nurses or physician's assistants or genetic counselors, when they were trained, even 5 or 10 or 20 years ago, the things that we can do now using genomic information simply weren't known about then. And so it's very important for us to use professional meetings as venues for furthering, you know, the education of professionals, especially in fast-moving fields, where this is a great opportunity for them to catch up on what the latest is.
Great. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
I think it's terrific that this group is interested in precision medicine. As you're probably aware, President Obama recently announced a new initiative in the United States called the Precision Medicine Initiative, which aims to accelerate progress in precision medicine so that people can, in the United States, can be the beneficiaries of these exciting developments. And I think it's going to be an important partnership with scientists and practicing physicians to make this a reality. And so it's really important for us to be talking about these things.
Dr. Green, thank you for joining me today.
Great. Happy to join you.
For more information about the 2015 AVAHO meeting or to see presentations from the 2014 meeting, visit www.fedprec.com/AVAHO.